Well, Jeff, two very contrasting dressing rooms there and a bitter body blow, but what an exciting end to a four-day game.
It was. We've had fantastic spectators this year. The weather's been awful, the four-day cricket. We haven't played great stuff here, but we've had great crowds, and those who hung around for this particular finale had a terrific game to watch. And really, that was due to Lancashire's desire to get a win. They kept going for the total, which was good on them. And also, I thought we played some brilliant cricket from the end of the first innings when we were 102 for one. I thought we played with a lot of resolve. We bowled them out for 170. Could have been less with a little bit of luck. And then second innings performance, especially from Collingwood and Stokes, gave us a real chance of winning. Unfortunately, on the last day, a bit of rain again, reduced the amount of overs, and so the conditions that we had to play in changed, and also the whole sort of chemistry of the match altered massively.
I mean, it was a brilliant performance from the bowlers this afternoon, and fielding was tight as well. I mean, Graham Onions, it was like a one-man show. He's taken 11 wickets in this match, and there's every chance you're going to lose him to England again now when you need him more than ever.
Yeah, good for Graham. He's got 30-odd wickets this season. If he gets called up by England to play, he deserves it. He's bowling absolutely top draw stuff, but we'll obviously miss him. The other guys then got to come to the party, as they say, and you know work as a unit. We'll miss his cutting edge, but the four guys or the five guys who bowl, they've just got to bowl a bit more consistently and as I say, work as a unit and try and get the wickets in whatever way they can, by applying pressure and using their skills.
And obviously the batting is a serious side for worry this year after being the best run makers in the country last year. It's been another problem with the batting, this one, which let you down at the end of the day.
Yeah, that's the baffling side of the season, really. Although, I mean, you talk about conditions, apart from one game, there have been very much bowling conditions. If you look at here at Chesley Street, there have been two batting bonus points all season. Which I think probably is a reflection on the conditions that we play in. And the confidence is low, but it's still baffling how we keep collectively getting bowled out. The second innings here was a different story. Again, in good bowling conditions, Stokes was outstanding and got some great support. The opening pair put on a good 50 there. So in that particular innings, there were some really encouraging signs, but we just got to working like mad to get some time at the wicket for everybody.
The spectre of relegation has to be looked at now. You're nearly halfway through the season. I mean, one win makes a difference, but when you suffer a defeat like this, it's hard to pick the lads up after something like this.
Well, I think there's obviously disappointment. Nobody talks about relegation. As you say, it's halfway through a season. You get two or three wins, then your season looks completely different, and that's what we've got to do. We keep saying we have to start playing good cricket on a consistent basis, and we did a lot of the time in this game. When we came to a crunch situation just after tea on the third day, we probably didn't play well enough, and in the end that cost us a real chance of grabbing hold of the game from which Lancashire couldn't have won. Mm.
Have you come out of this match with less points than you went into it? Because the over rate was -5 and there's a worry of points being docked. Do you know how many points you're going to lose as a result of that?
Not until we get the umpire's report. Again, that's probably reflective of one or two things in the season. We had to spend a lot of time drying the ball. We bowled in wet conditions all the time, and unfortunately you don't get time allowance for that. So it was one of those situations where we had to soak up a lot of time. But what will be, will be.
Mm. Finally, one day against Nottinghamshire, Sunday afternoon here.
Yes, the strong team. If we come out of that with a victory, it'll be 3 out of 4, so that'll be a terrific start. And obviously, people have got to dust themselves down and come back strong. One or two changes. Obviously, Claydon will come in and probably Rushworth will come in to give one or two of the bowlers a bit of a break. We have concerns over Onions, obviously, with the England setup and just the volume of overs that he's bowled this game. Harrison's got sore legs after his workload over the last couple of weeks. So the things to look at, but it's important that we just get our game in order. I'm not quite sure how the wicket will be here, but we've just got to make sure that we're up there to compete.